This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 685. What do the weather and dating have in common? Find out today. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 34 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl. Coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS. Today, we answer a listener question about Fahrenheit and Celsius. Plus, we give you four fun phrases, and we show you how to use them when you talk about love and dating.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others, and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Michelle, what's the temperature like today in New York?
It is a cold day today. We even had a little bit of snow.
Oh, really? What's the temperature, more or less?
Oh, I think it's like in the 20s.
Yeah, I think it's in the high 20s here, too. It was snowing a little bit earlier, but it stopped. So is that Fahrenheit or Celsius that you're telling me?
Fahrenheit.
Okay, yeah, because if it were in the high 20s Celsius, right. we'd be talking about sweating and
right.
going swimming.
Right, I know. That can get confusing.
I know. So today we had a question from a listener about below zero, talking about below zero and Celsius and Fahrenheit and all that fun stuff, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, do you know any other countries that use the Fahrenheit system, Michelle, other than the U.S.?
Are there?
I don't know.
I feel like it's just the U.S. I don't know. I'm going to look this up.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm looking it up right now. So let's see. Probably should have looked this up before we started recording. Oh, it says, okay. It says Fahrenheit remains the official scale for the following countries.
Oh.
The Bahamas, Belize, the Cayman Islands, Palau, and the U.S., Canada retains it as a supplementary scale that can be used alongside Celsius. And it's funny, when I was up in Montreal a couple weeks ago, I mean, it's amazing how they just go between French and English. It's everything is in both French and English.
I know. So, I remember when I was there, I thought it was amazing too. It really made me wish that I knew another language better. Like, it's just amazing. Yeah. It's just amazing how they switch back and forth.
Pretty incredible. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But here in the U.S., I mean, so we stick with the Fahrenheit system. Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and read this listener's question so we know what we're talking about today here.
Okay.
Would you do that for us, Michelle?
I would certainly. Hi, Lindsay and Michelle. I learned a lot from your podcast. I'd like to know the meaning of below zero. I live in New York and heard it very often from the news in winter. Yeah, you would. I know below zero centigrade is the temperature of freezing water. However, we don't use centigrade here. I looked it up, but I couldn't find the right meaning. Thank you for your help.
Okay. So I just looked up the scientific facts, right? So let's give them the facts here, Michelle.
Okay.
So what is boiling water? Okay. So in Celsius, it's what?
100 degrees.
Yeah. In Fahrenheit, what is it?
It's 212 degrees.
Okay. And then freezing water in Celsius is what?
0 degrees in Celsius, but it's 32 degrees in Fahrenheit.
Right. So when you say below zero, I mean, I guess it really depends on which system you're talking about. It's going to be very different, right? But when you're in the Fahrenheit system and you say below zero, it's that's very cold, right?
Yes. And you want to stay inside on those days.
Absolutely. I remember once it was negative 20. I guess there's a couple ways we could say this. We could say it's, you know, it's 27 below zero, or we could say it's negative 27. Mm-hmm. Okay. Or it's 27 below. But I remember it was negative 27 once when I was growing up in Keene, New Hampshire. It was like a January night. It was so cold. Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Whew. Yeah, I know. I know. Cold stuff. I guess the question's not super specific, right? The question was just, I'd like to know the meaning of below zero. So mm-hmm. if you're living in New York, then you're definitely hearing the temperature in Fahrenheit. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly.
So Michelle, how would we respond to this listener beyond what we've said? Anything else we could tell them?
Below zero is a cold day. And I think we could also share with them some phrases.
Yeah, we can give you guys some phrases where the hot and cold words come up. And these are kind of idioms, kind of descriptive language that you can use, guys. So basically, we've given you the scientific facts. It's pretty straightforward. So I think that should be fine. Let's move on to the vocabulary so we can make your language more colorful. Okay.
Right. Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah. So Michelle, if we call someone cold-hearted, I mean, what do we mean? What are they? How are they? If they're cold-hearted.
If they're cold-hearted, they're mean, or they're not warm inside, right?
I know. What is the opposite of someone who's cold-hearted?
Warm-hearted.
Yeah. I mean, I don't often meet people who are cold-hearted, but once in a while, you might run across someone like that and you just wonder, like, how did you get that way? You know, what happened to you? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Actually, I can think of a roommate that I've had in the past, not now, but that I've had who was just really, I mean, she was a bit older and she was just cold. Like when it came to disagreements, she just would shut down and she would operate in a very cold way. Just no communication. How about you? Anyone that you've known?
I pretty much had what you just said. I could pretty much say the exact same thing.
It's something about living with someone that you really see those things. It's really interesting.
It's frightening.
It's frightening. Yeah. You're like, oh my God, am I dealing with a human being here?
Yeah.
Or like, what's going on?
I know. Well, luckily, you're very warm-hearted, Lindsay.
So I try to be. All right. So what's the next one, Michelle?
The next one is to be hot and cold.
Yeah. So this one's a little more complicated, right? Because the person is unpredictable, right? So it's to be friendly and in a good mood 1 minute and the next to be distant and not nice and maybe cold-hearted, right? I think of this used a lot in terms of relationships, especially like new relationships. It's really hot and cold, or the person is hot and cold, right?
But in some ways that can even be scarier than the cold, just plain old cold-hearted, because when it's unpredictable, it's like, oh my gosh.
Exactly. I think that's even more pathological.
Yeah. Scary. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not reliable. I mean, for me, it's definitely not someone that would make a good partner, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want someone who's somewhat reliable in their character, in the way they're going to act towards you.
Right. Exactly. You know?
Yeah. And did we have a related phrase that we've taught in the past here, Michelle, that we want to send our listeners back to?
Well, we had a few also with hot and cold, but they're different, guys. So it's important. It's I think important to know, like, that these are used quite frequently. So if you want to hear even more phrases, kind of similar ones, then go on back to episode 561, because you can see there's a wide array of phrases you can use.
Yeah, go back to allearsenglish.com, guys. Type in 561 in the top right-hand search bar and you'll find them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I like that. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I didn't even mean to say that, but sure. Yeah, absolutely. I don't know. Let's do it. Why not? Yeah, absolutely.
You combined yes and absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
I like it. Okay, what's the next one? Would you like to be able to use the words that native speakers use? Get the 100 most common phrases in English. Go to allearsenglish.com/100.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more.
Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the next
one? The next one is to get cold feet.
Oh, this makes me think of a wedding day.
Yes, me too. That's the first thing I think of.
Oh, to get nervous and to cancel something at the last minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the first thing that comes up in our minds when we think of this. Makes me think of the movie Runaway Bride.
Yes, right.
Right. So the bride or the groom cancels and doesn't show up for the wedding, or they canceled last minute. Maybe they don't tell the partner and they just leave them at the altar. What a horrible, horrible way to get dumped.
Oh, yeah, that's probably the worst way.
Oh, it's so bad. I couldn't imagine it. Sad.
Yeah,
scary.
That must be a bad day.
Yeah. Okay, what's the last one?
The last one is to be hot, right? So this could be physically attractive, right? So Lindsay, who's hotter, Brad Pitt or Leonardo DiCaprio?
Well, in terms of talent and how that reflects on someone's hotness, I think Leonardo DiCaprio, I find that he's very talented and that makes him sexy and hot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But he's gotten kind of like heavier as he's gotten older. So physically, I think Brad Pitt is hotter.
Or you could say like, who's the hottest actor in Hollywood? I'm trying to think who I think is the hottest.
Well, what about Hugh Jackman, the guy
you
were
gonna
marry?
That's true. I was talking about him. Yeah. Oh, Hugh Jackman. Yeah, I think he's very hot.
It's okay. It's okay if you changed your taste since then, Michelle. It's okay.
No, I don't think I have. I don't know if I have. Like, when I was younger, I had like a million. I was so pathetic. I just like would say, oh, and like all my husband's, like, I'd be like a teenager. Like, oh, and Hugh Jackman and some of the boy band guys. It wasn't a good time for me. My very first celebrity crush was Chandler from Friends, Matthew Perry.
Oh, right. Yep. I know that.
He's not aging very well, unfortunately.
Yeah. That's funny. Well, then in that case, if you had a lot of crushes as a teenager, you're going to love this situation. This is fun. Our role play today is a mother is giving her 20-something daughter dating advice. Okay, so this is fun. And which one do you want to be, Michelle, the mother or the daughter?
I'll be the daughter.
Okay. All right, here we go. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay, guys, so we're going to throw in some of these words. So, oh, honey, how was your date last night with Cooper?
Oh, Mom, I really like him, but I don't think he likes me.
Well, honey, how do you know? I don't know. I said, well, honey, how do you know?
I don't know. He's really hot, and I thought we had some chemistry, but he didn't text me back after I texted him to say thanks for the date last night.
Oh, well, honey, that's just bad manners. How did things go on the date?
It was great. I thought we connected and we had some really great, conversation. He seemed really into me then.
It sounds like he might be a little hot and cold. You should watch out for boys like that. You want someone who's warm-hearted and will be consistent in their feelings towards you.
Mom, that sounds boring. I want romance. I want someone to sweep me off my feet.
Trust me, honey. Take it from me. People like Cooper are the type who get cold feet on their wedding day. Oh, I just realized my friend Sally's son is new. Hold on. Let me start over. I just realized my friend Sally's son is newly single. Would you like me to set you two up?
Okay, Mom. Fine. But I hope he's not boring.
Oh, honey, you have so much to learn.
Oh, my gosh.
That was fun.
So funny. Oh, I love it. That was fun.
I feel like that's the ultimate, like, as you go through, like, dating in your 20s, you're looking for, like, hot romance and, you know, like, getting swept off your feet and all of this stuff. And then as you get a little bit older, you realize, like, I don't know. That's infatuation and you want something steadier. What do you think? Do you agree with me or no? I mean, it's very personal, right?
Yeah, but I know what you mean. I mean, when you're younger and things aren't really real, you're just like infatuated with the person. And it may not be like a real, and what maybe just more a physical thing than a, you know, than a real connection. And you think because you're like attracted to that person, you think, oh, that, you know, that's like me with the celebrities. Like,
Right. Exactly. So that's it. So this is good advice from a mother. Who's, exactly. Love it. Okay. So what did we use here? We said, so the mom said, you said, I don't know, he's really hot. Right.
Yes.
So I'm sure our listeners know that phrase, hot.
Yeah.
Right. He's good looking.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
We had a bonus there.
Yeah.
What was it?
He said he seemed really into me then. So really into me means like that he liked me.
Yeah. I like that. Really into me. I think we've taught that before. So that's another bonus phrase, guys. Mm-hmm. And then it sounds like he might be a little hot and cold. Mm-hmm. Okay. And before we said that meant that the person is unpredictable. They're nice to you one minute and then they're distant the next minute. So not so good. Okay.
Right. And you said you want someone who is warm-hearted and will be consistent in their feelings toward you.
Yeah, exactly. And then what was the next one we said here, Michelle?
Oh, you said people like Cooper are the type who get cold feet on their wedding day.
Ooh, okay.
Like Cooper is a little bit young. Maybe he'll grow up a little bit, right?
Yeah, he'll grow up a little bit. Exactly. Okay. So we try to use some of the phrases here. I like that. So towards the end, guys, we want to refer you back to some other episodes. And this made me think a little bit about weather phrases, too. So this we started by talking about hot and cold, about the weather, about Fahrenheit and Celsius today. So if you guys are more interested in that side of the topic, you can go back and look at 572. Episode 572 to learn about weather phrases that go beyond your textbook. And there's another lesson that we did. If you type in how to start a conversation with a weather comment on our blog, you'll find that video lesson.
Mm.
And Michelle, what other episodes can we send our listeners back to go off on these tangents?
So we did an episode on dating. So we said 6 signs that someone is flirting with you in the U.S. So go back to that one.
That was 603. Okay. I love that. So check that out, guys. So if you want to learn more, you can extend on this topic and go in any direction you guys want. Okay. Very cool.
Awesome.
And grab the transcript. Today's role play was fun and detailed, and you want to see that written down, guys. So go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts.
Awesome. All right. This was fun.
This was cool. All right, Michelle. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.